This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination, where you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind, out of your heart, and out of your body, so you can live a bigger life. If your podcast app is set to skip silent sections, disable that now. My goal in this entire podcast, Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life, is to help 21st century Christians in the always distracted digital age to connect with God with our whole being and sense that embodied connection in each present moment throughout our day. And I think most of us as Christians are often living these unconsciously anxious, tense lives with a kind of bifurcated connection with our own soul even, and a fragmented connection with God. A connection that's usually focused on the future, but hardly ever on our present moment. We think that salvation is primarily a future thing, where our Christian faith has become primarily about certain beliefs rather than an embodied experience right now with the real God who created this entire universe. Let me briefly tell you my story with meditation. 6 years ago, I read a book by a psychologist that worked at Stanford Medical Center that led to my attending a six-day clinic in Northern California. There were about 10 other attendees there, and among other things, we learned and practiced his protocol for meditation and relaxation. His method of meditation was mainly just focusing on relaxing your entire body all at once and focusing your mind on feeling your entire body relax as you continue a slow rhythm of breathing. It's pretty basic. And if you've been listening to this podcast, you know that that's often what I do here because it's very effective in rebooting the central nervous system from a fight or flight kind of state to a calm and free of tension and stress kind of state. After attending that conference and spending about a year learning how to do that kind of meditation, I also read lots of books by various neurologists on the brain and body connection. And I read other books by Buddhist authors on meditation. And I've used lots of those various audio meditations you can get online by all kinds of meditation instructors. Maybe you have too. Lots of things like progressive relaxation or body scan techniques. Some of them are better than others. And it's true that I think Buddhists have discovered something real and beneficial when it comes to meditation, but they've misinterpreted the meaning of it. It's not about dissolving the illusion of the self or the ego and becoming one with the collective consciousness or being of the universe. That's not what it is. But rather, it's helping our mind reintegrating our soul with our body. There is a kind of transcendence to that that is felt as a mystical experience because we are spiritual beings. And I think that that's being misinterpreted as somehow becoming one with the universe. But rather, it's simply becoming one in some ways with yourself as a spiritual being, rather than living this bifurcated existence where we somehow separate our soul from our body. But all these techniques for meditation, while still helpful, were missing the kind of true spiritual experience in meditation and contemplation that the Bible talks about when it talks about meditation. And yet their kind of meditation was effective, it is effective, in reintegrating our body with our soul. So I decided to try to integrate the two kind of styles, which I've been doing now for about 2 years personally. Taking the best of the non-spiritual kind of meditation protocol I learned in California, along with the best of the various mindfulness or Buddhist meditation techniques, and integrating the best of those with the ways I've meditated on imagining biblical images of my connection with God that we find in the Bible. And it has made a huge difference in my life, and it's what I want to help you do in these podcast episodes. So I want to give you the basic structure that I use for this kind of Christian meditation. Eventually, once you learn the basic structure, you can even do it for a 3 to 5 minute meditation to to have with you to do easily and quickly at home, at work, before an important meeting, when you're stuck in traffic, or any time you have a pain flare-up, for example, or an anxiety attack. You can do it lying flat on your back or sitting in a chair, or sometimes I do it while walking. It works, although not in the same way as if I'm lying down, flat on my back, but something is always better than nothing. And it's a great practice to learn to do whenever you can, wherever you are. In this episode, I'm going to do it longer by explaining and giving you more time to learn what to focus on. So I'm going to record this episode, and then the next episode will be a shorter Christian meditation without much explanation at all that you can use whenever, but it won't have all this other explanation with it. It'll just be a meditation by itself. But with practice, you can do it as quickly as you need to in any moment. Sometimes I'll do a quick version in like 2 to 3 minutes, but setting aside a longer time to do it each day, 20 to 30 minutes, will make a much bigger difference not only in your central nervous system, but in your sense of walking with God every moment of your day. This will change your life. John Mark Comer, in his book, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, he says this. He says, "This new normal of hurried digital distraction is robbing us of the ability to be present, present to God, present to other people, present to all that is good, beautiful, and true in our world, even present to our own souls." I think he's right. So here's how you do this method of Christian meditation. Begin by lying flat on your back or sit comfortably in a chair. Or like I said, if you have to be walking, you can do that. If you can close your eyes, if that feels comfortable where you are, then do that. Uncross your legs because that's easier for your brain to kind of feel your body. Take a deep belly breath in through your nose. Do that now. Just take in a deep breath through your nose. And exhale slowly. And do it again. Try to take about 5 seconds or so in your inhale, maybe 6 or 7 seconds in your exhale. If you have to do it shorter time than that, that's fine. On your next breath, breathe in and hold it for a few seconds and feel it in your body. And then slowly exhale and quietly say to yourself, "Relax." And focus on feeling your whole body release. Release and let go of clenched muscles, tension, and feel your whole body relax. Learn to feel your body from within. This gets easier with practice. It's hard to do at first because you're not sure what you're trying to do. You're trying to feel the weight, the life, the letting go of clenched tension in your body all at once. Feeling your body all at once, letting go. Feeling your body all at once, feel heavy. Feeling gravity pull your body down. And imagining feeling the life flowing through your entire body, all at once. Now let's focus your attention on different parts of your body. Start with the top of your head, just feeling the top of your scalp. And you're just trying to bring your awareness there and have this feeling of letting go of any tension there. Just letting it let go. Moving your awareness down to your forehead. Letting go of your furrowed brow. The muscles in your eyelids. Releasing and letting go of the muscles behind your eyes. It can feel good to let go of those muscles behind your eyes. That's where you hold a lot of tension. down your cheeks, into your jaw, releasing your jaw muscles so that your bottom teeth separate from your top teeth, and feeling that relaxation in your entire face. Now bringing your awareness to the back of your head. And just try to feel the back of your head letting go of all tension. Letting go of all your muscles. Down your neck. And into your shoulders. Letting go of tension in your shoulder blades. And the top of your shoulders. Feeling the muscles there let go. Continue your breathing. And bring your awareness down your arms. Now into your hands. Your fingers. So feel your entire head, your face, your neck, your shoulders, your arms and hands relaxed and let go of all tension, all clenched muscles, and feeling the life flowing in your body, your entire body. Bring your awareness now to your back, your upper back. Just letting go of all clenched muscles, all tension. Now down to your lower back. And now around to your stomach, your gut. And just letting go of all tension in your gut. Feeling it let go, feeling it release. Now up to your chest. Now down to your pelvic area. And now in your imagination, the organs inside your pelvic area, your stomach. You're just using your imagination to sense those organs and sense them releasing of stress, sense them releasing of tension. Now your hips. Down to your thighs. Now your calves. And all the way down to your ankles. Your feet. Your toes. And try to bring your awareness to your entire body again. Let your body feel limp and heavy and loose. Like you're floating in water. Focus your mind on feeling your whole body from within, almost like your mind is going inside your body and you're feeling your whole body from within. If you're in a situation where you're walking and still having to use certain muscles, then just focus on releasing as much tension in your body as you can and focus on feeling your whole body from within. Otherwise, try to keep your focus on relaxing every muscle in your body. Come back to your breathing. A big breath into your belly. And with your exhale, releasing tension and stress, clenched muscles. Now, like I said, lots of people do this kind of meditation up to this point. And all kinds of studies have shown what we have focused on so far is incredibly helpful to your central nervous system. And that's good for your whole self. But as Bible-believing Christians, we can take this kind of meditation to a whole new level. We can experience our embodied connection with God right now in this moment. It's like what Jesus teaches in Matthew 6:6. When you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. What's interesting here is the you is singular. Most of the time, Jesus speaks, he uses the you of the plural, talking to everybody that's listening, but here he's talking to each individual. When you, as a person, you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. Jesus is talking about just you and God. Having this in your imagination right now, it's just you and your Heavenly Father who is with you in secret. Just the two of you. In that sense, one kind of prayer is simply an awareness of and a connection to God. Sometimes as Christians, we think our faith in Christ is mostly something about the future. And certainly it is that. But that mostly future emphasis is not really a biblical faith. Because the Bible teaches that our connection with God is always in the present moment. He is the I am. If you are in Christ and Christ is in you, then in this very moment, His Holy Spirit dwells in your body as His holy temple. Too often we just unconsciously adopt a very unbiblical and unchristian view of our body somehow being separate or at least unrelated to our soul and our salvation. But the Bible teaches that your body is actually a vital part of your eternal soul. God created your body when He created you. And your body is a key part of your eternal redemption in Christ. You are your body. You are more than just your body, but you are not less than your body. And your body is part of the eternal you. This is why there's the promise of your body being resurrected when Christ returns. That's part of your salvation. And right now, your body is a holy temple of God's Holy Spirit. So really more than any other worldview or religion, Christians of all people should embrace their body right now as an eternally important part of who they are. Our body is meant to be part of our spiritual reality. So one of the things you want to do in this kind of Christian meditation is to reintegrate your body with your mind and your soul, sensing your God-created body as an important part of who you are. Embracing your body and recalibrate your body with the reality of God's presence in you and around you in every moment. Feeling in your body an awareness of God's infinite and intimate love for you. Love for your body. And you can do that through envisioning and feeling these truths into your body by using your biblically guided imagination. My guess is you've woken up from some nightmare, sweating, and your heart is pounding. It was just your imagination in a dream, but your body physically reacted as if it were real. This happens because of the powerful connection between your imagination, your mind, and your body. Your body responds physiologically to the thoughts and images in your head. Putting your central nervous system in a fight or flight or freeze state and resulting in physical changes such as altered heart rate and muscle tension. This happens with our anxiety and frustration and anger and insecurity because of our imagination and our mind affecting our body. But the opposite can also happen through our biblically guided imagination. And the more you practice that, because of neuroplasticity, that your mind is always rewiring itself. Your brain is literally always changing its wiring. Because neurons that fire together, wire together. The more you use your biblically guided imagination to imagine and envision and feel God's spirit and God's love in your body, the more you will mentally integrate and connect your body with God's transcendent spiritual reality in every moment. And that's what brings a sense of peace and calm and well-being and keeps us from panicking in situations that usually would bring anxiety. So let me say that again. The more you use your biblically guided imagination to imagine, to envision, to feel the reality of God's spirit and God's love in your body, the more you will mentally integrate and connect your body with God's transcendent spiritual reality in every moment. Because the present moment is always the moment when we connect with God. He is the I am. He is always in the present tense, in the present moment. And the present moment is always where we connect with God. And understanding and experiencing that will change your life. So let's come back to your breathing, the rhythm of your breathing. And feeling your body from within. Using your biblically guided imagination to feel from within the reality of God's presence giving life and love into your whole body. And right now, imagine the Spirit of God giving life to every cell in your body. Jesus is the author of all life. Even the cells of your body are authored by Him. The Spirit of God is filling your entire body as His holy temple. Right now, He is in your body as His holy temple. Feel that. Every cell in your body. With His life and light and love and presence and glory. Imagine, envision, and feel God's life and light in your body, even going up and down your spine and flowing through your veins, all throughout your entire body. Imagine this. Feel this through your imagination. Imagine your whole body being connected to God's life-giving, light-giving transcendence as the I am. He is the I am, the source of all existence, the giver of all life, the one who inhabits eternity, but also the one who is always 100% present in the present moment. Without being any less present anywhere else, because He is infinite. Imagine God 100% focused on you right now, as if it were just you and Him alone in the room, with His infinite and intimate love and care for you. Say quietly to yourself, my body is a holy temple of God's Holy Spirit. Say quietly to yourself, God is in and with me in this moment. Say quietly to yourself, I am calm and confident in this moment in God's love and care for me. Imagine and feel this all throughout your body in this moment. And now imagine, envision this picture, like a dark ink, oily liquid, flowing out of the pores of your body down into the ground. Imagine all stress and tension and anxiety and insecurity and self-protection and anger and frustration draining out of your body. Like a dark ink, oily liquid flowing out of the pores of your body down to the ground. Hold that image. Feel that image for a moment. Let's come back to your breathing, the rhythm of your breathing, and feeling your entire body all at once with God's presence. God's Holy Spirit in you, God's presence with you. Feel this in your body. And let's finish by praying and meditating on the Lord's Prayer and feel that prayer into your body. Recalibrate and reintegrate your body with Jesus' words in this prayer. My Father in heaven, you are my Father in heaven. Hallowed be your name. High and lifted up be your name. Holy is your name. And you are my Father in heaven, so I am holy too. I have been washed. I have been sanctified, I've been hallowed, I've been made holy, and I've been justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of my God. May your kingdom come in me. Your will be done in my life. May your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give me this day my daily bread. Everything I need comes from you. Forgive me of my sins. And I forgive those who've sinned against me. I let it go. I release it. I'll let you deal with it. Because you have forgiven me. I am washed. I am sanctified. I am justified. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of my God. And lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
If you found this podcast helpful, please subscribe so you'll be sure to receive our next episode each Tuesday and Thursday morning. Our audio engineer is Diego Huaman. Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life.